Leave your business cares and perplexities and annoyances when you leave your business. Come to your family with a cheerful countenance, with sympathy, tenderness, and love. This will be better than expending money for medicines or physicians for your wife. It will be health to the body and strength to the soul. Your lives have been very wretched. You have both acted a part in making them so. God is not pleased with your misery. You have brought it upon yourselves by want of self-control. A 111.2 You let feelings bear sway. You think it's beneath your dignity, Brother C, to manifest love, to speak kindly and affectionately. All these tender words, you think, savor of softness and weakness, and are unnecessary. But in their place come fretful words, words of discord, strife, and censure. 112-111.3 You have not the elements of a contented spirit. You dwell upon your troubles, imaginary want and poverty far ahead stare you in the face, you feel afflicted, distressed, agonized, your brain seems on fire, your spirits depressed. You do not cherish love to God and gratitude of heart for all the blessings which your kind Heavenly Father has bestowed upon you. You see only the discomforts of life. A worldly insanity shuts you in like heavy clouds of thick darkness. Satan exults over you, because you will have misery when peace and happiness are at your command. A 112.1 Mutual love and forbearance rewarded without mutual forbearance and love no earthly power can hold you and your husband in the bonds of Christian unity. Your companionship in the marriage relation should be close and tender, holy and elevated, breathing a spiritual power into your lives, that you may be everything to each other that God's word requires. When you reach the condition that the Lord desires you to reach, you will find heaven below and God in your life. A 112.2 Remember, my dear brother and sister, that God is love and that by His grace you can succeed in making each other happy, as in your marriage pledge you promised to do. A 112.3 Men and women can reach God's ideal for them, if they will take Christ as their helper. What human wisdom cannot do, His grace will accomplish for those who give themselves to Him in loving trust. His providence can unite hearts in bonds that are of heavenly origin. Love will not be a mere exchange of soft and flattering words. The loom of heaven weaves with warp and woof finer, yet more firm, than can be woven by the looms of earth. The result is not a tissue fabric, but a texture that 113 will bear wear and test and trial. Heart will be bound to heart in the golden bonds of a love that is enduring. 114-112.4 Chapter 17, Mutual Obligations. Each has individual responsibilities the two who unite their interest in life will have distinct characteristics and individual responsibilities. Each one will have his or her work, but women are not to be valued by the amount of work they can do, as are beasts of burden. The wife is to grace the family circle as a wife and companion to a wise husband. At every step she should inquire, is this the standard of true womanhood, and, how shall I make may influence Christ-like in my home? The husband should let his wife know, that he appreciates her work. A 114.1 The wife is to respect her husband. The husband is to love and cherish his wife, and as their marriage vow unites them as one, so their belief in Christ should make them one in Him. What can be more pleasing to God than to see those who enter into the marriage relation seek together to learn of Jesus and to become more and more imbued with His Spirit? A 114.2 You now have duties to perform that before your marriage you did not have. Put on therefore, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us. Give careful study to the following instruction, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even, as Christ is the head of the church. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even, as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it. 115-114.3 God's instruction to Eve was told of the sorrow and pain that must henceforth be her portion. And the Lord said, Thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. In the creation, God had made her the equal of Adam. Had they remained obedient to God, in harmony with His great law of love, they would ever have been in harmony with each other, but sin had brought discord, and now their union could be maintained and harmony preserved only by submission on the part of the one or the other. Eve had been the first in transgression, and she had fallen into temptation by separating from her companion, contrary to the divine direction. It was by her solicitation that Adam sinned, and she was now placed in subjection to her husband. Had the principles enjoined in the law of God been cherished by the fallen race, this sentence, though growing out of the results of sin, would have proved a blessing to them, but man's abuse of the supremacy thus given him has too often rendered the lot of woman very bitter, and made her life a burden. 115.1 Eve had been perfectly happy by her husband's side in her Eden home, but, like restless modern Eves, she was flattered with the hope of entering a higher sphere than that which God had assigned her. In attempting to rise above her original position, she fell far below it. A similar result will be reached by all who are unwilling to take up cheerfully their life duties in accordance with God's plan.